I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You want to know what's better than respecting the HOAT code? Using the code WD50 on adamandeve.com. You guys found last week's ad funny because I said ho shit is like the best when it's free. That's what I meant, and I'm sticking by it. Adamandeve.com is going to give you half off of almost anything on their website just by using the code WD50, okay? 10 free fucking gifts. Like I said, shit, 11, because they're giving you free shipping on top of that. Is that not a lot? What more do you want? I literally bought a ball gag last week for $11 on that fucking site. So go support the goddamn show. Be a hoe and go to adamandeve.com. And you know what else? Speaking of gifts, you should be gifting yourself, because we're gifting you with WD50 on adamandeve.com. But I say, you go gift yourself. If you live in Philly, Boston, or DC and you're nearby that area, you listen to us every week, why the fuck are you not coming to see us? Do you want to keep listening to this show? Well, then you need to come see me and Mandy. HorribleDecisions.com. November 6th, Philly will be there in a few days at TLA. On Friday, DC, we have a special guest, Sharonis J. Jackson. He's going to be hosting our show. I'm shooting my shot, okay? And I invite you ladies to join in and help me climb that tree, because I am going to my own show, shooting my shot, to meet Sharonis on November 8th at the Howard Theater, Boston. We're coming to you. Well, it's Somerville, but I think it's the same thing. Jersey, New York, Orlando, Tampa. Same! Come and see us in Somerville on December 12th. It's going to be a special show. Every show is going to be a special show. But the Boston show is on 12/12. So I feel like it's like good luck or something. I don't know. But anyway, go to horribledecisions.com. Every other city that I didn't fucking mention that we're going to, I forgot them right now. But what I know is we're going to be dropping those dates soon. For 2020, but these are our last three shows for 2019. Come fuck with us. Come fuck with me. And if you're not into women, I guess come fuck with Sharonis in DC. Bye.
To think that the most annoying person in the room today would be my mom and not Mandy, can't believe it.
Really? That's how you gonna introduce your mama? See, this is why I like to is intro the show, because she saved being rude. Just rude to everybody.
Is this on?
Mom, it is on.
Put it back towards your mouth.
It's on.
I know you didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
You brought me here. I'm here.
Let me tell you. Thank you.
How I have been going through hell already. My mom, I wake up, I said, Mom, I just need 30 minutes to finish this outline. Okay, no problem. You know what you need on that couch? Purple pillows. Oh, I'm sorry. And that's what you're going to wear? You're going to, oh, no. Do your thing.
Last night, me, Asante, our director, like, we all went up to get drinks, because I was like, Weezy got liquor at her house. I ain't got to pay. Ooh, we going to go drink up her liquor. So we go upstairs, and it becomes a roast session for Weezy. I felt so bad for you last night.
Literally, my mom is awful.
Literally, the whole room, she's excited because she got her new shoes, and she starts to pull her shoes out, and we all just be like, "Now you're not wearing those."
Then I take the shoes off. I go, what did I put on?
Leopard.
Oh, these shoes that I'm wearing.
They're like clogs.
They're mules with a nice little ring.
They're clogs.
I got them at this dope thrift shop in Paris, and my mom goes, ugh. Then I put on the jeans, and she goes, oh, anything but that. Oh, God. I don't know what it is with the homeless look. I don't.
She's like, if you want to look like a bum, you don't have to pay for pants like
that.
Rip them yourselves. Anyways, I guess we have to introduce ourselves. Hi, guys. Welcome to the Horrible Decisions podcast. This is your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Peg the Stallion, and I'm sitting next to
Weezy. And we have a second time guest.
Yes, of
Miss
course.
Jewel. Let's clap it up for
yes.
Mom.
She's hot.
Okay.
You can't talk about yourself a third person.
Oh, you know what I wanted to talk about? So Old Bay Seasoning came over the night before we started filming, right? So this is when we ran into my mom. So a guy that I went on a date with before comes upstairs. My mom
She was sucking dick and cooking steak the other night. And here goes Wheezy.
Yo, right in front of his face.
Right in front of the nigga.
I was like, Mom, please stop, please stop.
Because, wait, if you know your mother's coming and she told me she was going
to cook. To be fair, I said, I'm coming out with my friend. So, and she knew who I was fucking, so that was fair.
But no, but she said to me the night before I came, I'm going shopping and I'm thinking we're going to get the regular cheese, crackers, steak. I get that nothing.
She has
because she bought stuff for dick.
That's literally what she spent her grocery shopping on.
I got truffle butter.
Then Wheezy and I went on a whole, like, we were on Instagram Live together. We had a whole actual debate because I was like, I don't think you should be buying groceries and cooking for a nigga that's not your nigga.
Oh, like, no, that's not true.
See, I think so.
No.
Well, you're very motherly. And
I do get it from my mom.
No, it's called, can I say just one thing? Just because he's not your, what you said.
Your man.
A nigga.
Mind you, my mom is the black one.
And she's
and if you couldn't hear it on Mandy's mama's episode, you might have been like, oh, she's Caucasian. Didn't get that vibe from Tammy.
But no, but you should always, you know, once in a while, you should cook for a man because you want to take it to another level.
Oh, no, nah, that's knows what I'm you saying.
Fuck,
I don't, bro.
But when you know he knows you can cook, oh, you in.
But cooking and fucking a guy doesn't necessarily mean
he's
going
to cook. Let's get the male perspective. We have two men in the room. Yeah. How do you feel
if you know
when
a woman could cook for you?
I'll explain why I paid for the groceries. I feel like this dude takes me all the time to lavish meals. He's very kind to me. Shit, we're going away in 2 weeks. Like, I wanted to do something to show my gratitude. And to me, that's making a meal. That's a very personal thing. I also don't ask friends to, you know, oh, get the groceries. So if I'm hosting you in my home, I'm going to take care of the things in my home. That's just how I roll. Now, I get it. Maybe, like, someone brings the liquor or something like that, a gesture, but he's done enough already to where this was my thing to do for him.
Mm. And men appreciate that rather than you picking up the check, you know, in a restaurant. Like, it's let me do this.
Put the mic close in your mouth, Mom.
In my mouth? Or?
I don't know. Like, to me, I don't know. I think we've kind of had this, but even when Felon Bay would want breakfast, that nigga would bring over the pancake mix, turkey bacon,
no.
eggs. Oh, yes, he sure would.
Okay, like, maybe. Okay, hold on. Now that I'm thinking about it, he didn't ask for this. I offered this.
Yeah, I ain't offering steak to a nigga. I told you, he can't stop.
Okay, so I made the offering.
She also offered the best thing she cooks. That's what the offer
no,
was.
No, my gumbo's good, too. Go wait, what you going to say, Christopher?
I wasn't going to say anything special. Just us men, we appreciate both the check being picked up and home.
Look,
Mom, fuck you.
What's wrong with that?
So what I'm saying is, you like she brought up too. If you want to take it to the next level, my thing is you fucking a guy and paying for the groceries and cooking for him or picking up the tab doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to bring it to the next level either. To me, if a man wants to bring it to the next level, that's going to be something he does whether you do anything for him or not.
So I'll tell you what cooking, when she said to the next level, like I said, sex is something that anyone can offer, and I think that you should show.
My head is not offered by just anybody.
But I mean,
I'm just saying.
What are men doing? Are they like, Mandy, I can't leave you because you suck my dick so good? Are they?
But they're not gonna be with you because you cook a steak either.
No, it's
not saying
appreciation.
That, but it's showing what you can do as a partner.
Would you just appreciate somebody doing something else? He doesn't have to have it all the time.
So I'm a very big like acts of service person. Yeah. So when I see men doing things around my house for me, like putting something up or taking care of something that they have to do with their hands, that to me, when she said the next level, I know where you're going.
I didn't mean
level.
Because
I don't think he's going to be my man, but that did show me another side of him. Yeah. Much like the other day, I watched a dude work and I told Mandy, like, whoa, watching him do this job was like, oh shit, like I was into it. That's shit important to me. So in return, the way that I can show that I'm a good partner is taking care of you in some way. And for me, that's by cooking for you and doing something nice around the home.
I didn't mean the next level in that way. It's just showing I appreciate what you do. That's all it was. Not the next level. We're going to be dating and all that. I meant it because he always takes her out. She wanted to do something personal.
I did. I bought this nigga Nike shorts because I appreciated his dick.
Oh, you just wanted to see his dick in the shorts.
Maybe. Don't lie. Is that what it was?
Were they gray?
Maybe. No, I ain't got no gray shorts.
Now, to another question, and I think this is important for listeners, too. So my cooking, like I said, was to just as a gesture of gratitude. Mm-hmm. Has a meal ever made you feel like, oh, my God, like wifey status?
Yes.
I felt like that once for food with Dennis.
And he could cook.
My ex, the Russian dude, oh, we weren't friends back then. Uh-oh. He could cook his ass off. That's why I didn't want to break up with him.
Yo, honestly, that's another way to a man's heart, or at least mine.
Yeah.
Is in the fucking kitchen through his stomach.
See, and I think that that's what sucks for me now. Like, and men eat men portions. Like, I eat fucking chips and salsa for dinner now. Like, come I don't on, stop, really on, eat stop, a lot stop. Anymore.
Yeah. Well,
I just.
Oh, yeah, because you're surgery.
Yeah, so yeah. I just don't eat a lot. So if someone comes to my house, like for me to go out and buy groceries, like, that's a lot. Yeah. And no, like,
but
you bring
also remember, like, it's a more of, it's a, to me, like, that cooking was not for me. I can eat whatever I want. Like,
right, that's what I'm saying.
But so when you not, say, yeah. Aunt Mandy, I understand your point. And your point is, no, you got to bring the food. Now, what happens is, when you start dating a lot, this and that, then he says, well, I don't really want to go out. You want to make something? Then he could bring.
I'll give that, you that.
So,
that's
so
it.
I was going to say,
that's when he brings
that,
it.
That was
point.
The dynamic that I had with Felon Bay. But also, I think I told you, I think I'm probably scarred for life anyways now when it comes to buying food and cooking it. Because the one time that I bought the groceries and cooked the groceries, that nigga violated parole. So that food lasted me for like 4 days.
Amanda
because
didn't
he never
from.
Showed up. He didn't show up. Like, then his bubble started going green.
You're scarred for life.
Yeah, so I'm scarred for life. The first time I was like, I'm going to cook for you. I got you. Bought the groceries and all that shit.
Bought the name.
Nigga violated
the
parole.
Apron.
So it's probably really never going to happen for me. I'm not even going to hold
you. Now that you say it like that, now that I'm thinking about it, when I was dating Jeeves, who is the white, you right. remember, who, I don't want to say his name, but anyway, we were seeing each other way more, like 3-4 times a week. He was picking up the groceries and bringing them, but this to me felt different. I did it for a purpose. But like I said, I got the truffle butter and I don't even keep that in my house. Once I bought that motherfucking butter, I knew.
When I tell you the wealth from Weezy recently, I'm just like, I told y'all, she talked about an Evian mist spray in Jamaica, like we wasn't
why
in the tropics.
Why is such a big deal?
Then she's like, the truffle butter. Then we know she bring up Soho House every goddamn episode. Then she's like, and I pay $700 for boxing classes.
I love it.
Like, oh my God, that was
bouge.
Too.
The bouge.
First of all, I've just been hanging there a lot lately because I don't have a workspace, like I said. She's petty. Two, the Evian mist spray. Some of our listeners, and by the way, I don't know if the cameras can see me. You bitches, I'm tired of you coming in my DMs like, oh, trying to say this secret shit because you don't want Mandy to drag you. First of all, the Evian mist is sold at Sephora.
I told you.
Okay,
when I
it's a
it.
Very easy to use thing, and it's really good for your skin, especially when you're hot and you're getting
bitch,
red. And
put
you need
water
some.
In a bottle and the fuck Evian mist spray.
I'm not curling
get
my wet
Dasani
and wavy bundle.
Get some motherfucking.
Well, no,
what's the
I
other
know you're talking about.
Deerfield. To be fair, do you see where I get it from? Okay, this is not like
this is Gucci. What are you talking?
My
about?
Point. This is why oh, I'm.
And is, Louis here. Don't play with my show. Don't play with my that.
Stand on him.
I'm just saying. Listen. Anywho, let's go ahead. We're gonna get into these icebreakers for your mama.
I don't want to ask him.
She came up with these, though.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, she did. So we're going to get right into it, because this first one, I can't believe you asking your mama.
Well, it's because, you know, I wanted to see if you guys had something in common.
A blow job?
Nope.
No. Whoa. Have you ever slept with a married guy that wasn't married to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, mom.
See, we have something in common.
I'm sorry. It's her fault, not mine.
Well, why?
It's whose fault?
If he's married...
What do you? It's the wife's fault, not your fault.
God, mom.
Say that shit, bitch.
I'm sorry.
She doing something. No. We're not gonna go there.
But
second one.
But why? Was it more exciting to you? Was it like they were
no,
just rich?
Actually, no. It had nothing to do with my. It's a chemistry you have, and then just because the marriage, and every man will tell you, you know, it's not good. I don't care. That's not my problem. Just
say that
me.
Shit. I don't want to hear nothing about
don't
the
tell
wife.
Me. Just fuck me and let go.
Oh, shit.
You know what? Can I be honest? I think men are. I think men lie. I think they just want to
lie.
I don't
course.
Believe that she just doesn't want to fuck
you. She really. This is groundbreaking.
No.
She just had a hot take. It was like, Well, I really think men lie.
No, because Mandy even said the other day, she's like, oh, well, their wives don't do this and that. I don't really believe that shit.
That is so true. Oh, no, no, no. It is so
true. I believe that their wives are open to do things and they just want to cheat.
No. Some women, no.
We know so many women that are open to doing a lot of things, specifically maybe the threesome route, clearly the anal play route. We're not even going to go there with everyone tagging us in this fucking video on social media right now.
So then tell me this. Are you ever doing anything so wild with these married dudes?
No.
My point. Yes.
Niggas just like to cheat.
Nope, I do some
wild
things.
And they're using that whole excuse thing like, oh, he's this.
Did you guys ever think maybe the wife doesn't do it to him because she don't want to? And so she goes somewhere else and he goes somewhere else.
Oh, everybody cheat. I believe that. But it's not only about wild things. You have to realize, like, in a situation where, even if it's not a marriage, it's just a relationship where they live together, where you have bills together, children together, there's also just a loaded stress of even how the conversations go. So sometimes I'm just an outlet to getting away
from
someone.
That's my point. Yeah. But that's not a healthy outlet to cheat.
That's why it's
called to fucking therapy. Go out with your friends. Do some other shit. Just because you're an outlet doesn't mean that you're the right outlet. My point is,
but it works for both.
Yeah,
but I really truly believe that men that are saying that whole thing about all the things their wives don't do are to stroke the ego of the quote unquote mistress or side girl,
right?
And to make
I don't need my ego, but if you don't mind, they do that,
and it's good. I don't care.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
I saw a tweet the other day that really made me think. It was like, oh, can you stop? I'm so glad that you don't blah, 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 so I can fuck your man. And then someone retweeted and was like, oh, is that what he's telling you? That his wife doesn't blah, blah, blah? And it's true. It's like, they be lying.
It is true, but
they're lying to their wives. They're lying to you. They're lying to all of us.
We all know that.
You have to accept it this way. You're going to be stupid about it or realistic about it.
Say that shit. And I'm a real ass bitch. Give a fuck about it.
It's real.
But do you know?
What? I have really,
you were
really
baking cakes the other day, talking about give a fuck that it is. You can't say that
but
anymore.
But that was someone who we have that I have history with, not with someone who's
you've been a sensitive bae lately. It's cool,
girl. We was just cuddle up. Shut up. He gone in Toronto, and
what's
I'm back
your
on
next
my
question?
Shit. Next question is: have you ever gone down on a girl?
Not quite.
Not quite.
I mean, because my first husband was down there and I know what I was doing.
Oh,
so I guess that was
you
it.
You just looked at him while he was down there?
My mouth was there, but I don't know where it was. If it was his mouth, my mouth, I don't know. It was him going.
You know, valid. Valid, valid, valid.
So I get it, because like,
valid.
I feel like a lot of people give head that way, then they're done.
Yes.
But especially if there's two people down there.
Where's my position?
It's a lot of wetness going on down there. Next question is, what is your best sexual experience?
Oh, gosh. Ooh, that made me cry. Oh, when you cry, it's good.
When you cry, it's real good. Look.
Was it someone, the person that you cried with, was it someone you were with or no? Like, it was just a random
sex thing.
She
definitely wants to get emo about this shit.
No, because I mean, I want to say that. I don't think the crying during sex has anything to do with feelings.
Oh, yeah, what? No,
it's an emotion. They hit that button and that.
What a button at? What a button at, Ms. Jewel?
The B and the D and the B and the A, B. They hit that. When the tears come out, I don't even know they hit the B. But when those tears come down, oh, Lord, it's like, oh, I'm going to fall in love now. Oh, Lordy.
Yeah.
Even the smell is different.
What smell?
Because if you haven't had sex in a long time and then somebody gives you great sex, the smell is totally different. Because you've emptied out all that was
in
there.
Oh, like your secretion?
Yeah.
So I was reading this thing about like certain vaginal fluids and scent and like where they come from. Much like squirting fluid is different.
Right.
Different kind of orgasms. And it's like all depending on your menstrual cycle. So depending on where you are in the cycle, yeah, that's true. I don't know about what the shit you're saying, but maybe that dick just really smells.
And then we did retire this question, but we're gonna give it to you. Would you rather lick toes or eat ass? Don't make that face like both are disgusting.
Let me see.
No kink shaming around here.
There's something about toes that don't work for me.
I'm massage feet now. I be into feet now. But I don't know about putting it in my mouth. But I do.
I guess it's ass.
I lick ass, though.
I guess it's ass.
That's like weekly for
toes,
me. I'm licking ass.
They've been to many places.
Yeah, I'm licking ass weekly.
You know what it is, though, to me? Like, I feel like toenails are dirtier. Like, you don't clean those as much as you would your asshole. I feel like everybody goes in the shower and, you know, they get in there.
You clean.
I hope so.
Well, you already down. If you around it,
I'm talking about people in general. I think people clean their assholes better than their toes.
Yeah, but white people admitted to not cleaning their feet. Well, I get not only pedicures twice.
We all get pedicures as well.
Yeah, most people don't.
Do you think you clean your feet better than your asshole?
I think I clean them.
Do you clean them better than your asshole?
No, I think I clean them comparable.
But because you shit out of your ass, though.
Right.
You really
shower
clean
every day.
I'll shower every day. When I'm at home, after I even take a shit, I'll hop in the shower. Just
do you lift up your foot and be scrubbing it in the
yes,
shower?
Yes, I do. And I have a pumice stone and everything in my shower.
Like, I use pumice and I use a little brush.
I told you.
But to be fair, do you think that men clean them as good as their assholes?
The men that I fuck have very, like, especially
I'm not saying I fuck dudes with dirty feet. It's just the point, Mandy. You're really trying to tell me.
Wait, I remember
clean their feet as good as their ass. They don't.
I'm just saying. I don't feel like they're dirty.
Ass is cleaner than feet.
I do think that too.
You cannot get 2 feet.
There's no way.
You're having a pedicure every time before you fuck.
I agree.
You think ass is cleaner than feet?
I think when you're like showering, yeah, you get your ass better than you do your feet.
Yes, but when you get your feet,
so then why do you? Plus the feet, you've had to walk to the bedroom. Huh? You didn't shit before you got to the bedroom.
No, you're right.
That's a clean.
There's something about feet, like, I don't know. Rubbing feet, I'm totally cool with. But, like, once they're in my mouth,
putting
I just
that
feel
in the,
I mean, I put my homegirl toe in my
like
mouth.
A dick.
It wasn't bad,
one
but it was
toe
like a chlorine.
Like
wasn't
toe.
It in the pool?
It was in a chlorine.
Did
chlorine
you ever suck a dick? I mean, a suck a dick. Of course you have. I meant.
Of course
not. Look at you.
Of course you
look
have.
At you and my daughter on that screen.
Look at that. You got 5 toes. One's like a dick. One's like a wee wee. One's like, look at them. They're all
one is like
size.
A dick is a wee wee.
No. I mean, your thumb is the biggest, so it'd be the dick.
That's the good dick.
That's the one.
Oh, maybe
then
the little ones are
getting,
like a clit.
Then they start getting smaller.
You're just like, no.
Put it closer to your mouth, Mom, please. I don't want them to complain.
Okay. About what? Missing what?
Missing what you're saying.
You want to get into the kink of the week?
Yeah, of course. So the kink of the week is psych play. While physical actions such as spanking are often the most discussed kinks and fetishes, some of the most intense is when it's your mind. They refer to the psychological power play as mind control. And it's a type of BDSM. It involves implementing a sexual power exchange. We've discussed humiliation and submissiveness, but this is more about consensual threats that are an example of psychological play. One example is a dom warning a male submissive with a foot fetish that he'll have to lick her feet if he doesn't fall in line. We hear about that all the time, but I never really knew it was called psych play. So it's basically this game you play where you have a threat with someone that they have to if they don't, blah, blah, blah.
So I just actually
well,
did
truth
that.
Well, dare.
Well, I just did that. I just
that's
did
what
that.
I know.
I recently, but it was more of a challenge. He was like, he wanted me to completely drain his nuts. So he said, drain my nuts. How many rounds do you think it's going to take? And I was like, he's like, can you go as much until my whole nuts are drained? And I said, three, four, five rounds, however long for it to take to
and
drain.
And so did it look like a inflated tire when you were done?
Well, so we went 3 rounds and I like, thank God, like he fucked me so hard. Like, I don't think I could have taken another round, but it was just like, even after the first round, I technically was done, but I knew I told him I was going to drain his nuts. So we laid there, we was watching Top Boy, Top Dog.
Oh, how is it?
I can't get past the accents, bitch. And I thought I really liked fucking London accents.
Is it Cockney?
It's
if it's Cockney, you will not understand it.
It's almost like a mix between English and Jamaican.
It's Queen's English and you have Cockney. So the Beatles were from Cockney. So that's the lower class. You know, and the Queen's English is so proper, we all understand.
So is that other shit. And we're trying to watch it. I'm just, like, catching up. So when I got there, he was already on, like, episode 2 or 3. So, like, I laid there and we got to episode, like, 7. That's about how long it
took. You got the subtitles on?
No, the subtitles were not on. But, like, we had to keep, like, starting an episode over because we clearly had our rounds and then we missed a lot of shit. So we had to start the episode over. But I couldn't get through the accents. Anyways, that to me, after the first round, a tear did come out my eye. But I think it was because I was like, damn, I told this nigga I was going to keep going. And I was really done after round 1 and I'm never
done. You just
got to
be like, it's a relief. least.
But knowing that I had to do that, like, I was aroused because it was like a challenge that I knew I wanted to drain.
And you
his
know,
nuts. Whether
somebody
they were technically drained or not,
challenge.
You know, I don't know science. But I think he said I did good. It was done. Mm. That third round, as much
but
didn't
wait,
come
you,
out.
Don't you know when you've done good? I want to ask both of you.
Of course.
When you fuck someone.
Yes.
Don't you know you did your best?
Oh, I.
Yeah.
I, yeah.
You know. Yeah. You know, you look at them like.
I know.
I love when dudes look like real passed out. Like, and they can't move a little bit.
I love the shaking. I love when a man moans.
Yeah.
And I like. Yeah.
You asked me the best sex. I remember. I passed out.
Okay.
Wait, I actually passed out.
Wait, you passed out after?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
yeah. That's when you know
out.
It's good. When you you don't want to move.
For,
you're like,
I passed out for a second, and he was shaking me because it was scary. Yeah.
Well,
it was like having a seizure. It was that good.
Well, that's. I told you he got a Parkinson's pussy. That's what I be
Parkinson's
shaking.
Pussy.
Like, so when I come, I like literally like my pussy. Like I start shaking like really crazy, and it pushes and it pushes the dick out. Like that's how he knows
but
when I come.
But when you pass out for a second, and you're almost going into
so
a
see
seizure.
The only time that happened with me, I was on edibles, so I don't think it was the sex that
but
made
I was
me pass
just
out.
On vodka.
Like passed out to
well,
where
that actually the both of you were inebriated. I don't think it was the sex.
I don't think it was the sex
for either.
But
of
like
you.
When I passed out, like from the edibles, they came and put ice packs on me, and I didn't even move.
Why did you just say they, Mandy?
So you were
with him and his friend.
It
I told
was
him
orgy.
It was
you didn't
threesome.
Say that before. The
oh yeah,
you
had a threesome. But during that threesome, I was squirting, so maybe
no,
he dehydrated.
Did you ever pass out with just two? You and him, not three.
Yo, you know what I really want to debunk that I'm curious to know?
What?
Beard Bay told me, and then it recently was someone I slept with condoms said that when the AC is on, it'd be drying pussy out.
I can believe that.
And then
what?
I can believe that.
Beard Baby, like, no, don't put the AC on and be drying shit out. And I'm like, what? And I just thought it was some bullshit he made up. So then
I believe
the other night when I fucked Hospital Dick, I'll tell you who he is later, Mom.
I don't need to know.
You be asking.
No, you be telling.
My mom is so bullshit. No, let me tell you how.
You tell me everything.
She acts like she don't like this tea. Let me tell you, I called my mom once. This is how she knew I was fucked up. I ain't gonna lie. It was a Brooklyn. It was a drug night. I called my mom at like 7:15, and I'll never call her in the morning.
And I'm never waiting.
And she answered. This was 3 years ago. I don't even know if you remember this. And from my voice, she answered the phone. Hello, are you okay? I said, Ma, I gotta tell you what. Let me get a drink.
What?
7 in the morning.
Yes,
and whenever I hear
know
the glass
good.
Clinking, she's like, oh, okay, let's go. That's how she goes. So Hospital Dick, the condom, we switched it like twice, and he was like, oh, it's the air conditioning. And I almost said, my other boo told me that. But I was like, let me not.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, vanilla shit. So we do a sex in the news segment, and this one in particular, I literally typed in mom and sex in the news column, and this is what came up. It's so crazy. Teen son tells his mother he wants to rape her, forcibly touches her after watching chimpanzees mate on TV. An 18-year-old is accused of sexual assault on his own mother after he watched a program called Secret Life at the Zoo. I guess watching the chimpanzees mate and how they can like kind of be incesty at times or whatever apparently got his mother horny. He watched it. He saw it on his father's... Wait, sorry. The teen spoke to his mom after that about a video he saw on his father's phone of the two of them having sex.
Bro, And he did this in front of his 10-year-old sister. He's nothing but a serial killer.
He's crazy.
He's honestly a serial killer.
He told
her
that he saw the video and he couldn't stop thinking about it and he couldn't stop thinking about raping her. The mother was speaking behind a screen in court and was, I guess, crying and saying, I'm your mom. And she walked away to, like, let him think about what he said in that moment.
This could only be white.
She said, oh, yeah.
For sure.
Sounds about white. He looked at me like he did nothing wrong. I was drying pots and I had them on a board and he came up to me and I had been in the kitchen a few minutes. He was putting his hand under my armpits and then he was touching my breasts, pushing himself. I'm rubbing up down against me with his genitals. I told him to stop, tried pushing away. He got stronger. He couldn't stop. And then she locked herself in her bedroom, barricaded herself with drawers against the door.
Oh my God.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. Yep.
That's some Jerry
but
Springer.
But he got turned on by chimpanzees?
So I guess, like, in the documentary, they were discussing how animals... The conversation was about how the animals just fuck whoever they want and shit like that. And
it could have been anything that turned him on because it was more human to him.
Where did this come from, Mom?
Because if you consider...
The vodka in your hands.
Oh. I thought you were just talking and... No, but a chimpanzee being an animalistic more towards human would be... If he saw a tiger or something, that wouldn't relate to him.
But chimpanzees are more, I guess... More, yeah. I mean, I don't believe in evolution, but...
But, you know, we have to go by that.
It's the morning time. It is 12:30 in the afternoon.
And it's 6 o'clock in Europe.
Say that! Say that shit! It's happy hour somewhere! Show leaves! So we're going to get into our horrible decision now. And our horrible decision, Weezy, what you got for us today?
All right, so I want to talk about mom shit, kind of, but also... Last night, I kind of sparked a conversation about, like, my mom with me and Mandy and, like, kind of, like, raising
our friends, like, that were there could not even believe our stories.
Yeah.
Like, we were talking about how when we were, like, 15 and 16, staying at the condo in Aventura down in Miami, then we were, like,
why we don't get into it?
On stage with little Boosie and shit.
And then they slipped. And I said, when were you ever in the condo when I wasn't there? They took the keys and went.
I don't remember. But anyway, just the point. The horrible decision title is Those Who Don't Swallow Get Pregnant. So I just want to ask a few things about motherhood, and then I want to get into me and Mandy and, like, raising kids, talking about sex. But what was the major change for you once you had a kid? Because I know you say nothing, but something happened.
Oh, no. Everyone told me if I had, and I had late in life at 40, and everybody said, it's going to change your life. And I said, it's not going to change my life, because I was party girl. And I said, I'm getting a nanny. And my husband said, my mother have 7 kids. She never had nanny. Well, this is 2000.
It ain't 2000, Mom.
I'm sorry. It was the 90s.
I'm sorry. I was like, we having a nanny, because nothing's going to change in my life. I don't want to change how we are. I don't want to change y'all. I want somebody with... She was with me all the time, the nanny. And you know she had to wear a uniform.
Why did you do that?
Because I want to describe who's with who. If she had a uniform on, she doesn't look like her job.
Right.
But if she had on bad clothes, she don't look like she was with me. So I made them wear white uniforms. What was wrong with that?
That's so fucked up for
this is, yeah, this sounds kind of wild.
I thought you were going to say, oh, because they might have thought it was her kid.
No.
See, now they see where the bouginess come from, because, bitch, I grew up in a single parent household with 3 of us.
Okay, wait. Okay, so you had me at 40. You didn't know you could have kids. I remember you always said that.
Did you ever think about having an abortion?
Did you think about aborting me?
Never.
Really?
Oh, I was so excited. Oh, I was ready.
Well, I guess you were at 40.
No. Yeah, but I mean, right. There's a time in your life. I had friends and their kids were raised by nannies. You know, you saw them and they said hello and this. But I love kids. Loved them. But I always knew I can give them back. I don't think should have a child. I don't think should have a child. I think she will change totally.
My name's Weezy, Mom.
Weezy. I knew I was going to say
right at this
Weezy.
Point. At this point, it's just going
to
be bleep.
I used to not want kids as much, but, like, the more the world is fucked up, and the more I meet good fathers and good men, right? I've dated fathers, I've met good people, and I've seen how they raise their kids. How you can mold a kid. I need to have a kid because I know that I'm going to raise a good person, and we just need more of
them. But I molded you. And I don't think you can handle a kid.
I made you okay,
Diva. Oh, shit.
Why?
Because I know. Please explain this.
This is the truth.
Yes, I'm listening.
But not now.
No. Wheezy is a certain type of person. She likes to experiment. She's way out there. She's not going to call me up one day and say, could you come watch the baby? I'm going out to the club. Somebody better watch this right now.
You said, hold on. Now, this is why I felt like I could have one. You said, this was my thing, because I'm not having a kid unless I'm rich, which I'm going to get there.
Right.
You said, all I got to do is get you the apartment and you're going to watch my kid.
By myself?
Why you the nanny?
No. I thought I was watching the nanny watch your baby. I swear, I thought I was watching make sure she didn't hurt your child.
Can I just tell y'all, I can't relate to none of this.
This was my plan. My Holy plan shit. Was, I was going, once I get pregnant, I'm like, oh, fine, I'll move to Brooklyn. So I move to Brooklyn, and I'll get you a nice little place that's like 10 minutes away.
The club. I got to go to the club.
But you're going
to
be old. You're going to be 70.
Watch me go to the club.
So anyway, I'm going to give you a stipend allowance that I would have gave a nanny.
I know all you're saying, but I might want to go out.
Okay, so when you...
Right, she don't want to take care of your motherfucking responsibilities.
Oh, no, but you will. I want to watch the girl make sure my grandchild...
Why would I pay for you too then? You the one who told me I got to get you an apartment.
We're
going to
have to split it. We're going to split it.
Okay, fine.
It's crazy. Yeah, I don't...
I have one question, and you're not going to believe it. Oh, what? You will not expect this.
Uh-oh.
What, Mom? Please.
You are known as...
Put the mic closer.
The queen of sucking dick.
Thank you, Mom.
Okay. Now, great. I need to go out and date a little bit. So I need to know...
Mom, shut up, please. Oh, my fucking God. Please?
What?
Stop.
No, I just want to know...
What do you want to know?
I want to get back into the groove of, you know... Being the queen of...
Of what she
you
does?
Because it was inherited. She didn't get it by...
10 minutes for this video.
So I just want to know, how do I get back into it? You got the banana thing going and all that. What?
You know...
I want to die right now.
Because I'm thinking of a sweat bottle and just...
Okay.
You don't have an answer.
I don't have an answer for this. Yeah.
I don't either. Jewel, I'm done with this question. I am not the one being interviewed.
Oh.
So, the next question I have is, what changed about your body after kids that you noticed?
I only gained 20 pounds, not 3.
Did you want to have sex as much? Did you feel more womanly? Like, what did
I was so happy. No, I felt so motherly. Very. That changed. The emotion is unbelievable. You don't expect that. I've never had that emotion of having something so little, so small, and they only depend on you. And it was the best time of my life.
So when, wait. So like having a baby made you feel more motherly. So you were like less horny?
No, she said the emotions of having a baby.
You said
like
what did,
the
what emotions
change about your body? Yeah, so I'm just asking. So it made you feel all these emotions.
My body, my emotion, my body was just happy. It was always constantly just happy, just joyful. My body.
A lot of women don't have that experience.
They don't. They don't.
There's postpartum depression, but I had it,
and I called a friend of mine. I called Dionne Warwick, and I had it. Talked to her, and in 2 days it was gone because I wasn't going to let it get me because.
What'd you feel like? Like you wanted to throw me away?
Oh, it's horrible. It's like, I don't want you near me.
Put me in the microwave.
You don't want the baby. What?
What? That's what people, they say that mothers want to kill their kids during postpartum.
Yeah, you do. But I didn't want to kill you. I just didn't like the way I was feeling. Why wasn't I loving this child? And the other day, it was you in my life. I mean, how'd that happen?
And how far after you had me did it happen?
Oh, it was like a month.
Really?
Yeah.
That feels random because you're like a month in. You're like, oh, fuck this kid. Maybe I was crying too much.
You never cried. Never. You were the perfect. I hate to say it, she was the perfect child.
And I cry all the time now.
That's probably why you do cry all the time.
I never got it out.
I mean, no, that's exactly why you cry.
She was so good. I mean, I could not believe.
You know what I wanted to ask you? My mom was fucking crazy.
I love that she has you to cut off now instead of me.
Uh-huh. She's one day. Do you remember the nanny that I had that you thought was a witch?
Oh, that witch.
And so she put something on my arm or something and like had some candles burning and my mom called the police. What was that? That was my earliest memory.
I called her the police.
How
call
old
police.
Was I?
Ooh, maybe 6 months. You weren't walking.
And how do you
really? The nanny you had was, she had big boobs because I tested them before.
You tested the boobs?
That's what you made it sound
tested
like.
I'm sorry, I tested the nannies, you know, because you got to get along with me and my family and all. And this girl had her boobs all out, and I was like, her buttons were down. I was like, no, you're not going to work. No, you're not going to do my husband. No. So she had to go. Then I had one that was stealing my shoes.
How do you know?
Because she had weekends off. And then I was like, you know, I don't really check stuff, but I was like, something's not right. She took three pairs of my shoes and she would sneak them back in the house. I threw
Mom,
her
back
down.
To the witch. So what happened?
The witch. Oh, I said to your father, we're trying her out. Let's go to dinner. Went to dinner, came back, and all these candles are burning, and she had something on marked on. I took this woman, went, get out.
You didn't call the police?
No. I could do it by myself.
So what's she mark on me?
It was something black, and so I don't play that. No,
me neither.
No. I left, and you did this. She didn't know when we were coming back. It was the scary. I get chills when I think about it now. Where did she get these candles from, I'd like to know. She came with one bag.
And what'd she tell you she did?
I didn't ask her. I said to her, what's all this? It's prayer. I got prayer for you. Get the fuck out.
That's fucking crazy.
That's right.
You see why I just want you to do it?
I got prayer.
That's why I'm watching okay. Your nanny.
So here's my other question. So last night when we were talking about the crazy shit with Mandy and me and all the things we did, why do you think you were so open about sex with me at a teenager age when I could have sex? It's not about just teaching about sex, but why at that crucial age when you were open and you knew I could have went out and fucked and gotten pregnant?
Well, because we were talking about this last night, to just give some context. Weezy and I both had fake IDs. So at 15, 16, 17, right. We were in 21 plus clubs. And we both had cars. I had my little Hyundai Sonata pushing. Weezy had her Jaguar. But we would like rotate who would drive certain nights. And it was never even the conscious decision, but Ms. Jewel would hand us condoms before going out. And I guess that's where
I don't
the
even know where you
is.
Got these. You bought them?
Where? Hello, I'm a grown woman.
I don't even remember. They would just come in.
She'd be like, here you go, put them in your purses. And would literally, before we go to the club, be handing both
so,
of us
yeah. so,
condoms.
So some would say that you encouraged us to have sex. What do you think you did?
No, I believe that you were going to do it anyway. Mm. I can't stop you. And the more a parent will say, don't do this,
the more they want
it.
To, yeah.
Because I remember you had a sleepover, and I told all your little girlfriends, don't have sex, it hurts. And one little girl said, no, it doesn't. My mother said it feels good. It doesn't. Don't do it. Wait. So my whole thing was, I wanted you to do, because you guys hung around different crowds, different this. Mm-hmm. If I don't let you do it with my permission, you're going to do it anyway and not tell me. And I want you to be able, if anything happens, to call me.
It's funny because I think there's just so many parents, like even watching Euphoria. I was talking to my mom about that. And these are high school children that are doing these things.
That's right.
And I don't think
they were lying.
And I don't think it was as wild as what Euphoria was when I was in high school.
That's right.
But seeing it now and talking to my sister in the day and age where you have Snapchat and webcam.
It's
like
even worse
it's so
now.
Much. It's probably even worse. So the idea that maybe parents with teenage daughters don't even have those conversations because they're just like, oh, well, my child isn't doing that. It's kind of like,
don't believe it. You have to let your kid, Weezy and you. First of all, Weezy and you understand one thing. You're going to do what you want anyway. That's the type of people you are.
We are, yeah.
So when you know what your child is like and how they're going to grow up, you need to talk to them because it's going to be you or them. So why not be both?
You know, when we had on the, remember the Jewish mom with her daughter and I FaceTimed you?
Yeah.
She was saying that she would let the daughter's boyfriend sleep over. And I was like, well, I don't know if my mom would ever do that. And then she was like, well, where else are they going to have sex? Are they going to just go to some random place and get caught or rent a hotel? Like, might as well do it at my fucking house. She said, I'd be making breakfast for them. Like, come on. And I mean, as weird as it is, it sounds weird. Yeah, like I could see me doing that.
Well, even when we had Tori
It's all about safety. Like,
what is Tori and who? Tori and...
That's who we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, no, but...
Lulu.
Tori and Lulu, not only the breakfast aspect, but her even, like, buying of the lingerie, having those open conversations. And I don't ever think you even really had those conversations, like, so who are you fucking? Because you I don't remember you asking...
No.
Was that
I, legit? I didn't use those words. I was just saying, okay...
No, she knew who.
No, she would do whoever. Would she go and do her thing?
Right.
My thing was just.
I was fucking the guy Jigga. Remember him?
And the ugly one.
She done had some ugly ones.
The ugly.
Oh my God.
Lord.
He was.
The DJ, right?
I don't know what he
did. Oh, you remember Joe?
Ugly. Whoever ugly was.
You had that nigga that was ugly.
Everybody, she saw something in
and then
him.
She let the ugliest nigga cheat on her and have a baby with another bitch. And he was ugly. Like, how do you even cheat?
I did something wrong.
Ugly.
I don't believe in what people should look like, but not ugly. That ugly.
He was bad.
You know what?
Weezy was in love with that little ugly nigga.
I was.
He must could cook.
That's the one. Didn't you roll over? That's the one that had the gun under the pillow, right?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, Lord.
He was. He kept me safe. I just, you know what it was? Like,
ugly and safe.
There was one thing I will say that I think happened while I went through a bad boy phase, because, like, I didn't really grow up with that at all. You know what I mean? Like,
you didn't grow up feeling pretty. You never felt pretty.
It took a lot of time.
She never felt she was good enough. She never had felt, because she had eczema.
And it was a very hard thing, too. Like, you know, so I think it stemmed from being the mixed kid in private schools. I really do. I just feel like I was, like, always a, the outcast, for sure.
But she only did private schools in elementary, right? Because middle school and high school.
Yeah, but, it took me for a long time. Like, it fucked me up. The cheerleading team when I was in middle school.
Oh, I got you out of that. No.
It was really hard. And then just, like, I don't know. So that made me feel ugly. And then eczema was awful, you know. Not until I got my period did I really grow out of it. But I was embarrassed about my skin and just how I looked.
Ironically, you would never believe the horrible decision Weezy was an insecure little girl.
I think I've talked about that. We've talked about
I hope you did, because look at her now.
But it takes time.
Everything takes time.
Insecurities, to be honest, hate to get that deep, are how I think I
you
let
are
certain
today.
Things happen in relationships.
Oh yeah, you weren't good.
Emotionally abused is easy when you're an insecure person. It took time to grow out of that, and I think my independence really elevated how I felt about myself.
And now you could be a whore.
She was a whore before that.
To my point, I think those bad boys, right, because
helped you?
I do. Because I think...
Because they were ugly?
Maybe.
look good today. Okay.
But I wanted someone, like, rough around the edges, because they made me feel super safe.
No, wait, stop. I have to tell this one story. Do we have time?
Oh, we got God. Time.
What?
Tell I'm going to the hospital.
I'm liking this.
Okay.
Break down a Weezy.
Weezy's only maybe 14.
Oh my God.
I have to tell the story.
Can't even get to the story yet, bro.
Wait.
I think.
And I'm going to the hospital. My mother's with me. Weezy's with me. And there's this guy, barely any clothes on, sitting in a wheelchair in the corner.
He just got shot.
And Weezy says, "He's cute." And my mother and I looked at each other and went, "Who?" And Weezy said, "I can fix him up." At 14 years of age, come on now. Only a horrible decision person could do this.
He was. You know, I like the ghetto.
Oh my God.
Tangelo Park, ghetto as hell. I remember my mom picked me up from my boyfriend's house at Tangelo Park, and she was like, "This is it. This is the end." Oh, God.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, "Somebody's in the house," and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know what was even funnier? One of the guys I used to date went to jail, And then once I moved out of the house or whatever, he was writing me. My mom couldn't stand him back then. She's like, now why don't you write George a letter? I mean, he's got nothing to do in there. Who knows how long? I'll write him. Shit. Let me tell you why I'm so particular. You guys are going to hear some bleeps. I feel like because, like, when some people know my first name, they've just violated in ways yes. I don't appreciate. And to me,
I think it's funny when people write me like, you said Amanda. Do y'all really think I was born with two eyes and Mandy?
Oh, no. What else the fuck? You're the one who told me one day, you said Amanda. And I'm like, bitch.
I know, but now I just say Amanda. But I'm like, what else is Mandy short for?
Do you think her name is Betty?
Wait, no. With two eyes. I'm just like, bruh, I could say Amanda, bruh. Like, it's better, like, you know, and I even brought up how I used to get joked on, Amanda, duh, that dumbass thing. Do you know people still say that goddamn joke?
No.
Do they really?
I swear to God. Well,
I have a question for two. I have a question for both of you.
What?
Having sex. I know you.
I ain't having sex no more.
No, having sex individual. Which one do you think was your best and your best?
I said it on the podcast.
What?
I had sex 10 times in one night. We went to a sex club.
Oh, that was recent.
That was last July.
My
best. That was my best. That was my best sexual experience.
Mom.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, it was the freakiest, nastiest night I've ever had. But I got to peg him.
Sounds so good.
We went to the sex club. We had other partners. Ooh. It was amazing.
Whips,
it was
chains.
No whips and chains. But I mean, I pegged him. I brought like the whole like
you pegged.
Yeah, we had like butt plugs that we were using. It was that's sensual, it was intimate. It was great.
Dad. That threesome I had in with
you can't you know say who, the
you know
name.
Who, you know who?
Yeah,
that one. That was amazing. Oh, I was so in love with them that morning. I was feeding both of them like, "What you want? You want bacon? Whatever you want. I'm gonna go to the pool." And actually, I came downstairs and saw Mandy at the pool, and she was tanning, and I was like, "Mandy, I am just."
Yeah. Oh, okay. That time,
I was just like. So confused on how it would go. And like, yeah, like I've had threesomes and they were good, but to have a threesome with someone that you're both like just that deep, you cared that deeply about, which most people don't ever really have that experience. Right. Normally you're in love with someone, you guys have sex with someone that you're just attracted to. The way that I felt about both of them, it's just like, it was heightened.
And you asked me.
You want to get into the home mail? Do we have home mail?
She asked me a question. She said, what would you think if I lived with one guy and two girls and
we were here. We're here.
Hmm?
Okay.
And I said, do what's happy for you.
Right.
And people and listeners, do what works for you. Don't worry about what other people think. Be happy. That's what you have to do.
But you die by yourself. You know, it's not an easy thing to make choices that other people don't like. You know, since me and
don't worry about them
have started this podcast, I've had a hard time with that. And just recently had I got over it. And it was this one experience. I think I might have said it to Mandy privately. I don't know. I was with Chandra in Tulum. And I got a comment or something or a screenshot from someone random that was like, oh, this is what they're saying about you. And it's a blog where they talk shit. And I got really upset about what they said. And I was with Chandra and she looked at me and she was like, we're in Tulum. This is a 5-star resort. And you think that you can get upset about someone you don't even know that thinks you're ugly?
Oh, you gotta be kidding. You never like, told me that.
And it really
crazy.
Fucking hit me. Like,
oh, yeah, you missed the whole one of the. Well, y'all heard the rant about the fan that just came up.
No, but like, it gets annoying, but like, more
no,
so.
No, well, you take it too personal. She doesn't.
No, and because I told her it's this gonna
know. Mandy's full of shit. She takes it personal too because you get mad.
Well, and no, it's the way they say. And I say something to them. I don't come on here and rant about how people talk about.
They have nothing to do,
like,
girls.
You rant online. It's the same as ranting here. It's social.
I rant and say how much I don't care about what people fucking say about me.
Well, then that's your release. That's your release.
That's yours. This is mine. Like, if I rant, whether it be speaking to you enough,
send it back. Let them feel how you feeling. Yeah,
at the end of the day, both the things, what kind of rant it is menial. It's both warranted to respond. So it bothers both of us. I don't believe that people don't care. I believe I'm starting to learn how to not care. I think you can
They care or you care.
But when the things aren't true, that's what's hard.
But that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to bring you down.
It's
you're
true.
Too far up. They're going to bring you down.
But you know.
And their only way. Oops, am I
The only way for people, because you're doing so great and you sound great, you sound sexy, and you're doing everything you want to do, these people have no way to come out like you're coming out.
Or no life.
No life. No life. They can't even come to a show.
It hurts the most, to be honest with you, when it gets hurtful, when it's fake pages, like, and when it's about me and Mandy, when me and Mandy are doing well. That's right. When I really get pissed. Because then I think to myself, like, I start to regret how this podcast started, which is actually what made us popular, right? We get in our little bits, we get this frenemy energy, Mandy and I do this little thing, but at the end of the day, it's real organic content.
They know.
But when things are going well, sometimes I think, what did I do? Should we never have done a therapy episode?
No.
Should we never have done this? And those things go through my head because I feel bad that someone thinks that I hate
her. But made somebody else lose out because of one comment. And you cannot think like that.
It's true. And that's why I've had to like start letting the shit roll.
Yeah.
Because when I start getting upset, it could be over one thing I saw. And then there's 100,000 people
that want to hear it.
Love you. You know what I mean? Or even if I could speak as if I'm angry and then everyone's like, what the fuck? How? What are you talking about? We can't wait to see you. We're, this is how excited we are. This week was great. Blah, blah, blah. So I think it's just trying to weed out those shitty comments. I could have 300 comments on a picture and the one thing I'm going to get mad is, damn, why your hand looks so big? And
no, like, no. That's just something. They couldn't afford a ticket. So that was... No, I think the people, your listeners... Really, I hope and I think, because I've been to your shows, understand that you two are so, it's so real. Everything you've done is real. There's no makeup. Let's see what we can make up. This. You actually do the shit you
do. It's not. I think the other thing, too, is it's very honest. Like, Mandy and I know for a fact that there are other pods out there that may not even speak when the mic gets turned off. But Mandy and I are very... up front and forward about, we've been in the studio some days, we're like, damn, we were fighting last week.
You're mad.
How many people will really say that they were fighting last week? You know, and that transparency between us has been so honest and been so real and working through those problems. And I, as much as sometimes it can kick me in the ass when I read about it, I know it's also why people appreciate it. You know, there isn't a real...
What people?
I know that people appreciate that honesty.
Right.
There's not this blinder on me and Mandy at all with our audience at all.
No, you are so real that it's almost, I'm so glad you did the psychic. I mean, that's people were blown away by
psychic?
That.
Therapist.
Therapist. Because.
No, that's your.
Because it kind of shocked them, but it let people know how real you are. I mean, and this is you, because you went from pulling weaves and all that when you. 16 to now sitting and having to have a, you
know, I had to stop thing, wearing glue
the only
in
thing
tracks
you haven't done
because
together
of
is fuck.
That's true.
That's the only
thing. And I don't know
thing.
Why people keep asking.
And listeners, everybody must request them to go.
No, ma'am.
So my last question is
just the two of you.
Oh, well, last thing I want to talk about instead of whole mail is just some reminiscing things on me and Mandy till they get here. I know we got another 5 minutes. Last night we brought up that Miami thing with the key. I don't remember that. Do you?
With what key?
So my mom, my parents had an apartment in Miami. I grew up in Orlando. No, I was born in San Fran. We moved to Miami and my mom had to have a place in Miami because she was like, I got to go. She needed to get away from the tacky people in Orlando. That's what she would say. Jeez, mom. So anyway.
I didn't say that.
Yes,
I said, I said I need a second home. I never said tacky people. I love Orlando.
Whatever. So anyway, they had this condo and me and Mandy apparently went there without her, but I don't remember. Do we have dudes there?
Oh, they.
Jay. And.
Did she really not know?
I don't know. That's your mama. I don't know what you told her. We was just there.
What do you mean you don't know what I told you?
I drove. I drove my car down.
I had gone away. And you guys, it was a weekend. She said Memorial Weekend.
It was a Memorial
and
Weekend.
I had gone with some friends somewhere.
So maybe you knew.
Nah. No, you found
me. Nah, we definitely went. Yeah. That's when we partied with them franchise boys.
I don't think it was franchise, but I think it was the dudes that sang Party Like a Rockstar.
Is that not them franchise boys?
It's Shop Boys or something.
Oh, Shop Boys. Yep.
And well, where are they today?
Nowhere.
They was that fucked up?
No.
Oh, why'd y'all all say
you said a lot more fucked up shit than that? Yeah, man. And then we drove back up to Orlando and we were talking to, we ended up partying with Gorilla Zoe, Lil Boosie. Like,
what did you think of Mandy back then? Did you think Mandy was crazy? Did you, was there ever a friend you didn't like?
No, I like Mandy because I like that energy. But I thought Mandy was the fast one.
Little did you know,
this one. Oh, I learned about
you
that.
You learned?
One.
Little did you know.
You know, there's a show, and it's funny. I thought of me and Mandy when I watched the show the other day. It's called Working Moms. And there's this innocent girl, and, she, you know, her mom was like, where did this e-cigarette come from? She's like, Mom, I didn't want to tell you, but, you know, so-and-so had to hide it from her parents. So she come to find out, she saw these pictures of her daughter with the blunt, with the boys. And she was sitting at the table. I'm like, how was school? And she was like, it was great, Mommy. And she looked, she wanted to kill her. And I was like, wow, that was me with Mandy. And remember, Sade, you got mad at her because you thought she pulled your vodka out? That was me.
I heard.
See, when I tell you I'm the friend and I know it, like I'm the friend, yes, when my friends have boyfriends, I'm fine. Just blame everything on me.
You
Why
go
not?
On,
go ahead.
And I, so I take in this bad stereotype for all my friends when they really just be doing some whole shit. And I be like, okay, just use me, which sucks because then when I do want to hang out with my friends, especially when they get in relationships, now these niggas don't want you around.
Hold on, Mandy still wasn't shit. Mandy still
Calm
was not
down.
Shit.
I was the shit. Thank you.
She I'm was that not. Bitch. Cause, and let me tell you.
Always. No, Mandy.
Just like.
Always.
No, no, no.
I have to give it to Mandy.
Bro, graduated. I still did like my shit I needed to do in class.
When I say wasn't shit, I mean.
How was I not shit?
Because just like today, you know, was I in those places with Boosie? Well, maybe yes. But to be fair, just like today, Mandy was the one with the hookup. She's like, we finna go to da 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 da, and I'd be like, okay,
because I knew, like, I was fucking like with NBA players in high
school.
She's
okay, bitch. So,
look, but I had a drug dealer. What's the difference?
Yes,
you dealt with the drug dealers. I dealt with the celebrities. We still made it work. And
she
get
is
all
such
the
a petty bitch. You dealt with the drug dealers.
Well, anyways, what? How we closing out? Because our next guests are here.
Nothing. I just think that. You know what? How we ended our opener video, how we used to end our show, saying something nice about each other, except I want you to say it about us, Mom. What's something that you noticed different from
but
the last
I'll
time?
But then I'll start crying.
Oh.
I am a mother's child. I went to your first show. I'm so proud of you guys. And then now I know the difficulties you had when you were young, pulling weaves over men that weren't shit. And now you've grown into such a cohesive place and telling the truth. Some of your stories sound crazy, but I can avow they are true. Nobody could do this shit but them.
People used to think we were lying.
I don't know how you think they could lie. And I have some photos.
Okay.
Getting a little evidence now. No, but I actually last night before I went out and before
we had a talk,
kill your bottle. Yeah, me and your mom sat and talked, and it really was. I told her, I was like, listen, I know you done heard some shit about me over these last couple of years, but I was like, me and your daughter like are in a space right now. I'm really glad we're in before this tour. First off, I've had to see you fucking almost every day this week, which I think if we were in a space that, we were months ago,
I don't know how
we would have been able to do it. So like, I was just talking to Ms. Jewel because I mean, you. I've talked to you since I was 15, 16 years old, from dating to us
but
partying
and
all,
smart.
This,
you're
all
smart.
These things.
You
thank
can
you.
Do your shit, but you were smart.
Thank you. Even though I be fucking up words on here, I am smart, y'all. But no, like, we had like a real heart to heart, and I like just appreciate your mom for always being there, even my mom for understanding our dynamic. Every time
I
even
speaking
met,
of moms being there, do you remember when I got in that car accident? Who came?
My mom,
Mandy's mom.
Yeah,
like, you know, I think that. It's a really
We're
nice thing.
We're all there for each other in different ways.
And even though and we all have these wild ass, really big personalities and we fucking hate each other to death at some points.
But please understand what they say about their sexual experience and all that. You don't have to do it, but it's always a good try.
No, we're done.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Ms. Joel. As you guys know, we have a Patreon. It is now $7 a month. So if you want to become a patron, there are over 50 episodes in the archive. We drop an extra bonus, three extra bonus episodes every month. And before we head out of here, we are going to leave you with a 5-minute clip from one of our bonus episodes. So we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for all of your support. Weezy couldn't get her Evian Miss Spray without it. So I want to thank you guys
so much.
And once again, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
And I'm going to try it.
Bye. Bye.
One day, I really start missing hospital dick. I can't tell you what it is. I don't know why. So I had to take a shit anyway. So I told Old Bay Seasoning, listen, I got to bounce because I'm going to go to the gym. And he's like, okay. And I do work out. So it wasn't anything far from the truth. I went to the gym, but I shit in it.
But it wasn't the truth.
I went to the gym, but I took a shit. So I'm on the fucking hammock outside of our hotel on the phone with hospital dick for 2 hours. I come home thinking that... I don't know, we're going to have this amazing sex when I come home. And I am so fucking sick. I can't even move or walk or talk. I get to Hospital Dick's house Monday night, the day after I land. We're hanging out. I had to go to Alex's to work on some editing stuff. I'm at Alex's house. I can't even breathe. He's like opening the window. Like I'm hyperventilating. Like I'm wheezing really bad, but like deep, like chest, like phlegm. So Hospital Dick lives closer to Alex. He sends me the Uber, takes me to his house. I fall asleep. I wake up that morning. We have sex. He comes. I want to say maybe 60 seconds later, no more than 2 minutes later, I'm violently throwing up. He fucked the shit out of me, and I think the movement was going, and I'm like, bad, right? So fucking bad. I'm throwing up, shaking. At one point, I start shitting and throwing up at the same time. It was so bad.
That's awful, bro.
No, I'm serious.
That's real nasty.
No, I'm serious.
This is nasty now.
No, wait, just here.
At this point, it's pretty gross.
I know. Hold on. I'm on the toilet, and I had to get a fucking trash can because, like, the convulsions, like, this
is gross.
Wait. Why are you laughing so hard? So wait, I'm so sick. This nigga's freaking out. I've got the door locked, and of course I'm not gonna open it because he don't know what's going on, right? So he comes in like after everything's done, but I'm still like dry heaving. Nigga has to throw me in the fucking bath, ice cold. Like I'm done. So I can't even be left alone at this point. That's how sick I am. I had the worst flu I've ever had in my life. He was with me every single day. He didn't even want to leave me when he had to go to work because he was like, the wheezing that I was doing was so bad, he was scared that I was gonna like choke and die in my sleep. That nigga fucking did everything for me. I wanted to go home and not be in his house anymore. He was right there feeding me shit, like everything. When I tell you there was snot back, like rags around me, you know when you're like that cold and it's like, It was like that. Tell Old Bay Season and I'm sick. Nigga postmates me hundreds of dollars worth of stuff. Right.
I was gonna say he told you that's what you get for
figuring. Oh no, he did tell me that.
Finger banging bitch.
He was like, you probably got it from that stripper hoe. But anyway, like no. And it's crazy because this is the two different sides to the type of men that I'm dating right now. Type of man, excuse me. One that's like in the fucking trenches with me, and the other one who is spoiling.
Is he a hoe?
He is a hoe. He's like, baby, I can't have you out here like this. Da, 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 da. So when he sent me all that shit, right, I was still grateful. I meet up with Old Bay Season in a night ago, and I was like, I gotta tell you something. You know that nigga I told you about? And he was like, yeah. He was like, Dread. That's what he calls him. I was like, he was with me and like giving me everything I needed. And he was like, okay. So why you ain't with that nigga now? And he was like, you already know what this is. You want somebody who's gonna like baby and boo you? He's like, I'm gonna give you whatever you want. I'm just not that nigga. He's like, I wanna always make sure you good, but I don't need to check on you myself. Then my health gonna get fucked up. But I want you to know I care about you. Why would I fucking take a long ass trip with you? Why would we do this? Look at all this time we spent together. This is me showing you my love. And if my love language ain't feeding you the soup but sending it to you, I'm just telling you that's what it is.
So we talked about that. What is your love language again? Because I feel like it'd be all over the place with your Pisces emotional ass. You want a nigga to do goddamn everything, and when you don't do one thing, that's why I think you want multiple lovers. Because not one man is really going to be every love
They're
language.
Not.
But I think you like every love language, bro.
So I do.
We only supposed to have
we
one.
We all love them. Yeah, we don't always have one.
I mean, yeah, but
they're a hierarchy of five.
Yeah, the way you rate them, they all align.
All right,
and it's supposed to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This hoe says 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, and that's the goddamn problem.
So I'm
going to
tell you why I'm screwed. Yeah,
Screwed.
My first one is gifts. My second one is physical touch, and my third one is acts of service. And basically, I have all of that in them two niggas. So I had to tell Hospital Dick, because he's really starting to fall for me. I could feel it. He's like, yo, I ain't a girlfriend in years. Blah, blah, blah. He told me, he's like, I'm head over heels about you. He literally said that to my face. He was like, you got me geeked. I fucking think about you all the time. Da, 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 da. I was like, look, I am talking to somebody else. He's like, fine. If I have to learn to like deal with that shit, because I'm not all things to all people, it is what it is. Why is it that that turned me off? Is that not insane? As a non-monogamous person, hearing him say that made me feel like he was settling. And I was like, ugh, what the fuck is wrong with me?
I already told you it's his job.
It's not his job.
It's his job. That's
don't
why
say
that
his job.
Because he ain't. Yeah. It's his job. I ain't going to say his job. I ain't going to say what his job is.
He works with his hands.
Because I ain't you.
Okay.
But...
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.